and welcome to Season 5 of the Atlanta Opera's Blink Opera Podcast. I'm contralto Lindsay Amon, and I'm excited to make my Atlanta Opera debut performing Erda in the upcoming performances of Wagner's Siegfried. I'm thrilled to be your host for this week's episode on the third installment of Wagner's epic Ring Cycle. As a contralto, stepping into the role of Erda feels like tapping into something ancient and immense. The contralto voice is the lowest female voice type, rich, dark, and resonant. It's exactly what this role demands. Erda is the voice of the earth itself. Her music doesn't rush or soar. It unfolds, slowly and deeply, like something remembered rather than spoken. Compared to Brunhilde, who's all fire and defiance, and sings with this heroic, powerful soprano, Erda is pure stillness and gravitas. Where Brunhilde charges forward, Erda grounds the world beneath her. I try to become a sound that feels eternal, as if I've always been there, quietly watching as the world rises and falls. Now, let's dive into the plot. In a forest cave, the dwarf Mime forges a sword for his foster son, Siegfried. He doesn't love the boy. He wants Siegfried to kill the dragon Fafnir and win the cursed treasure and ring. But Siegfried is no fool. He breaks the sword and demands to know who he really is. Mime confesses. His mother, Sieglinde, died giving birth to him, and his father left behind a broken sword called Notrum. Left alone and desperate, Mime is visited by a stranger, the Wanderer. It is Wotan, god of the heavens, in disguise. They enter a riddle contest. Mime asks his questions first, but the Wanderer answers them all with ease. Then comes the final riddle. Who can reforge Notum? Mime cannot answer. The Wanderer tells him that only one without fear will succeed. He leaves, declaring that Mima's life now belongs to that fearless one. Siegfried returns, eager to claim the sword. Mime cannot repair it, so the boy takes up the task himself. As Siegfried begins to forge, Mime prepares a sleeping potion, planning to kill the boy once the dragon is slain. Siegfried finishes the sword and tests its strength by splitting the anvil in two. With Notung in hand, he sets off into the forest. By the cave's entrance, another figure awaits. Alberich, Mime's brother, the one who first stole the gold. He, too, wants the ring. The Wanderer returns and warns him not of Siegfried, but of Mime. Then he wakes the dragon and warns him as well. Fafnir dismisses the threat and goes back to sleep. At dawn, Siegfried and Mime arrive. The boy is enchanted by the forest, listening to bird song and trying to join in. He fails, so he blows his horn instead, which wakes the dragon. Siegfried fights and kills Fafnir. With his last breath, the dragon warns him of the treasure's curse. When Siegfried tastes the dragon's blood, he suddenly understands the language of the birds. One of them tells him about the treasure, the magic helmet, and the ring. More importantly, it warns him not to trust Mime. Siegfried returns with the gold, the Tarnhelm, and the ring. Mime offers him the poison drink, but Siegfried sees right through him and kills him. The bird sings again. This time it speaks of a woman sleeping on a mountain, surrounded by fire. Her name is Brunhilde. Siegfried follows the song. Far above the world, Erda, that's me, is called from her rest. The wanderer seeks answers. He wants to know the fate of the gods, but she does not answer him. He already knows. His power is fading. His hope now rests with Siegfried. When the boy arrives, he sees only an old man. He mocks the wanderer, but when Wotan tries to block his path, Siegfried raises Notung and shatters the god's spear. The weapon that once ruled the world is broken, and Wotan steps aside. Siegfried climbs to the mountaintop where Brunhilde sleeps. He has never seen a woman before and believes she is a man. But when he removes her armor and sees her face, something stirs in him. For the first time, he feels fear, not of death, but of beauty. He overcomes it. With a kiss, he wakes her. Brunhilde rises radiant in the light. She recognizes him and is filled with joy. She hesitates at first, knowing love will cost her immortality. But in the end, she chooses it. Together, they welcome a new world, not one ruled by gods, but born from love and courage. Thank you for joining us on this week's episode of the Atlanta Opera podcast, Blink Opera. If you enjoyed learning about Siegfried, please rate and review this podcast on Apple Podcasts. It's a great way for more people like you to find out about our content. And don't forget to follow the Atlanta Opera podcast for more great episodes.